Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K through 12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Some of the toughest training in the military is actually enjoyed by some pretty tough American veterans who have lost their sight. Members of the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. They spend a long weekend of rigorous U.S. Army Mountain Ranger training at Camp Frank D. Merrill Military Base in Georgia. Activities include hiking up a rock-strewn trail, climbing cliffs, rappelling on a synthetic rock wall, shooting live fire from shotguns, assault rifles, and pistols, and competitive foot races. In addition, the veterans are treated to a barbecue, a fish fry, and a critter cookout. The veteran trainees are all legally blind and from several eras of service. BVA is the only veteran service organization exclusively dedicated to serving blinded veterans and their families. Its Operation Peer Support Initiative, which arranges the trip, helps newly blinded veterans look ahead to the possibilities and opportunities their lives still present through social activities, counseling, and educational forums on benefits and rehabilitation. Learn more at bva.org.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired. Offering opportunity to achieve greater independence, Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge at
iob-gso.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. Hashtag BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts, and I got to drive one.
What?
Oh, and at the end of the week, there was like a talent show, and I got to do some impressions. Check it out. Who am I? Who am I? I'm not a crook.
Hashtag maybe just friends for now.
Hashtag Camper for Life. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
Welcome. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Do we still have a great show for you? This is the second hour that you're coming into right now. Lynn Golder is to my right, the co-host. Sheila Young, co-host, is to my left. And the young lady from Little Rock, Arkansas, Sharon. I'm going to try to say her name. I'm going to try. Jim, not
stop,
so?
Just stop. Let go and let God.
Well, Sharon G.
Let it go. Let it go.
It's a trick. It's Giovinazzo. I used to say Giovinazzo, but it's Giovinazzo. Joe, right, Sharon? Giovinazzo.
Right, right.
And by the way,
did
Sharon.
Did I say it right, Sharon?
I say pecans.
It's pecans. Right, is it pecan or
pecan?
Tomato.
Tomato.
Potato.
Potato. Oh,
let's call the whole thing off.
Hakuna Matata.
You're listening to the Blind Beyond radio show. That's what this show's all about.
We're
say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. And
hey, if
right
you can't
now,
be blind to crazy,
listen,
you
folks,
just don't
right
have
now
a
we're going right to trivia. This is one of my songs from years and years ago. Great song.
Well,
Gary wanted
asked
this song.
For this.
Yep.
Yeah.
I picked the group.
Well, yeah, but Michael was there when
here we go. Who's singing right, this song? 407. You got to be good to get this one. 407-894-1680. 407.
I don't know why.
Don't know why.
There's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Together.
Anybody guess this one? I'm going to get this one.
All time. Life is bare. Gloom and mysteries everywhere. It's stormy weather. Me and my gal ain't been together. Keeps raining all the time.
407-894-1680.
Since you went away.
Who's singing the song?
Blues walked in and met me. You don't come back to stay. Old rocking chair will get me. And all I do is pray that the Lord above will let me
walk with the summer.
Okay, let's go. What? Sharon, think you know who's singing the song?
Yeah, no, but I think that's been our theme song up in Little Rock.
Stormy weather.
Stormy weather.
So, Sharon, while we're waiting for the callers, what's doing there in Little Rock?
Oh, man, I tell you, we have all kinds of things going on at World Services for the Blind. Beyond the weather and, you know, us rowing your boat. we have some new programs are coming. You know, it's summertime. And we still have room in our college prep program, and that's where kids come in, and transitional age youth, 16 to the age of 21, and they can access 3 college credits. And University of Arkansas in Little Rock is right across the street from our campus. And
the Razorbacks.
Woo Pig Suey.
Yay.
And so that's a great opportunity. And plus we have other transitional age programs. We have a scholarship program, which we've started. And so for people who get turned down by their services for the blind in their state, and they have a need for independent living skills especially, we can bring them in for 3 months of intensive training so they can access their daily living skills, orientation, and mobility. You know, we don't want anybody walking out in front of the car or anything like that. But that can make a significant difference because you can't always articulate a vocational goal. You know, when I lost my vision at 31, I couldn't see crossing the street, never mind going to work. And all that can change because as one success builds on another, you know, and as you get those skills under your belt, you can say, oh, wow, I really can do this. Right, Sheila?
Yes, ma'am.
I tell you. And so beyond that, you know, we have our assistive technology instructor program, which is always going. But, you know, one of the most exciting things that we've had going over the last year has been our online programming. And in fact, we're in talks for you Florida folks. We are currently working with Services for the Blind down here in the state to be able to come and provide training right here in the state of Florida in a facilitated learning classroom. So it's a hybrid program with our online course. You're integrated with our on-campus courses, but you don't have to leave the state of Florida. Because wow. God knows, who wants to
You're
leave
amazing,
the beach?
Sharon, you are amazing.
Who wants to leave the beach?
You're amazing, Sharon.
Oh, wow, thanks, that's Michael. Amazing. Listen, we do have a caller. This caller called in and said, you know what? I got this one. I know this one. Uh-oh. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Where are they calling from?
He's calling all the way from Hotlanta.
It's Hotlanta.
Oh, okay.
Paul.
Atlanta. Is that you, Atlanta?
That's me.
Oh, wait a minute. It's the same voice. Is that you, Paul?
That's me.
Okay, so you think you know who's singing this song?
I got it.
You think so?
I hope so.
I hope so, too, after making that statement.
Who do you think it is, Paul?
The Spaniels.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Now, let me ask you a question. Did you do this honestly by my own brain?
Oh, like he's going to say that on the air,
yeah,
Michael.
Did you do it honestly? Because I didn't think anybody could get that song.
I didn't know.
Wow.
I'll leave him alone.
No, I'll leave you alone. Okay.
It doesn't matter.
But I'm telling you, I give you a lot of credit. I didn't think anybody would get it. It's from the day the Spaniels were big, along with the Heartbeats.
That was a long time ago.
Heartbeats and
that's
the
not a long time ago for Michael, though.
Yeah. That was last night.
Laughing the appearance. The day they were biggest. By the way, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Congratulations,
enjoy
Paul.
The donuts. Enjoy the ice cream. Goodness, whatever you want to have. You. Dunkin' Donuts, $10.
Paul's buying the coffee in the morning.
Keep on tuning in.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think anybody would get it, the Spaniels.
I had no idea.
Me neither.
Don't hang up, Chris.
Okay.
Paul, stay right there. Yeah. I'm going to take care of you in 1 second, all right?
All right.
Thanks for calling in. Enjoy the donuts. That's for the day when the Spaniels were big, by the way. It was a very big song in 1958.
Yeah, that was before, before I was born.
The groups were
that was
big.
Way before my time.
These were the big R&B groups back in the 58. I saw the Spaniels, the Heartbeats. The Flamingos.
Sheila, you
Little Anthony the Imperials.
I was
kidding. I was going to say, you're not that much younger
kidding.
Than I am, and I was 8 years old.
There was another group that my brother
I
had
was
called
kidding.
Little Andrews and the Hearts.
I didn't go over my head.
So you had all
R&B,
these...
is that reading Braille?
That's funny. That's good.
That's a good one,
yeah.
Sharon.
R&B group. These were all the big R&B groups back in the 50s, late 50s. This was before The Temptations, just before the, you know, all these other groups.
Yeah,
but
we
before
know.
Before then, back in the 50s, 57, 58.
We know.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Yeah. So, I saw a lot of them at the Apollo Theater in Harlem.
So I just wanted to mention that our friend Dr. Skolnick from Skolnick Eye Institute will be calling in on the other side of the break. So if you have any questions, you know, feel free to call in and ask Dr. Skolnick, 407-894-1680. You know the number. And tonight, I believe he's going to be talking about corneal infections and shingles in the eye. So,
that's gross.
Serious topic tonight.
Yeah, I tell you, it's horrible. I mean, shingles is just horrible. Can you imagine having them in your eyes?
Chris, we're going to go to break, and then Chris is on the phone.
Hope you get a chance. Go to our website. Check us out. Website,
hey, Michael.
BlindandBeyondRadioShow.org. What?
Hey, Michael, you know, one of the services we offer at World Services for the Blind is reading Braille. But, you know, we teach sighted people how to speak Braille. You want to have a lesson on that?
How to speak Braille?
Yeah.
No kidding.
How do you speak Braille?
Yeah. Bump, bump. Ba-dum-bum.
Gotcha.
Oh, my God. We're going to break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up.
We need Sharon on the show more often.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
There was too much quiet going on.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. Hashtag BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts and I got to drive one.
What?
Oh, and at the end of the week, there was like a talent show and I got to do some impressions. Check it out. Who am I? Who am I? I'm not a crook.
Hashtag maybe just friends for now.
Hashtag camper for life. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
The National Church Conference of the Blind will hold its annual church conference at the Holiday Inn Cincinnati Airport Hotel in Erlanger, Kentucky. Please join us August 10th through the 16th. You will participate in Bible teaching, workshops, tours, talent time, wonderful fellowship, and more using Braille and large print documents and hymnals. The National Church Conference for the Blind's theme this year is Why the Kingdom is the Only Way, from Ephesians 1, 2 through 14. Sunday morning worship service will be given by Dr. Enoch Williams. Spiritual messages will be presented by keynote speaker Pastor Dave Andres, Dr. Martha Moser, and Reverend Paul Weingartner. Bible teacher this year is Pastor J. Wesley Sebree. Hotel complimentary shuttle will pick you up at the airport and to and from off-site restaurants within a 5-mile radius of the hotel. Call Holiday Inn Cincinnati Airport Hotel, Erlanger, Kentucky, to make your reservations today. 859-746-5608. Only $89 per night, including continental breakfast. Join
World
us
Services for the Blind now offers for programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep, taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision. World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
Have you ever listened to the world's bestseller, the book that's been translated into more languages and impacted more lives than any other? I'm talking about the Bible. When was the last time you listened to God's holy word? Megavoice, maker of the world's first accessible solar-powered audio Bible, is also the maker of the world's only bilingual audio Bible with cross-navigation in thousands of language combinations. Megavoice is small, lightweight, and rugged. You can contact us at Megavoice at info@megavoice.com or by calling us at the 1-800 number, 1-800-219-1758. Again, that's 1-800-219-1758. Isn't it time that you read the world's bestseller?
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly 2 decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that nice and slow. 407-894-1680. Right now, we have a very, very nice guest coming on from Jupiter, Florida. Dr. Skolnick. He is with the Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick, are you there?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Dr. Skolnick. How are you tonight?
I'm doing very well.
Is it raining down there, Dr. Skolnick?
Yeah, most of the afternoon was raining, thundering, lightning, on and off.
Oh, everywhere. Unbelievable.
Yeah, everywhere.
Wow. So tonight, Dr. Skolnick, from what I understand, you're going to be talking about corneal infections and shingles in the eye?
Yes? Yeah, I'm going to talk about corneal infections because that's another important cause of treatable blindness. And I kind of break it down. And when we talk about infections in the cornea, we usually break it down into bacterial, viral, and other less common causes. First, I'll talk a little about bacterial infections. They're fairly common. Most of the patients we see are related to contact lens wear or trauma. Some of them also have lid problems like blepharitis or rosacea of the lids, or they have lid abnormalities where the lashes are rubbing against the eye, causing breakdown of the cornea, and with a secondary infection. But the most common thing we see typically is contact lens-related infections. People either abuse their contact lenses or just kind of bad luck. They scratch their cornea when they're taking their contact lens out, and they get unlucky and get an infection. Most of these are treatable with antibiotics, but in some cases, especially with the increased resistance of certain bacteria, sometimes people are left with fairly dense corneal scars, and it causes either legally blind or even worse vision. And then these patients would have to undergo corneal transplantation. Other causes besides bacteria are in the viral category, and the two most common viruses we deal with are herpes simplex and herpes zoster. And herpes simplex is a common cold sore virus that we all, well, at least about 85% of us have common cold sore virus in our mouth. But for some reason, some people get it in their cornea. These can be recurrent infections in the cornea, and every time the infection occurs, tends to lead to more scarring in the cornea. Herpes zoster is shingles, and everyone's heard of shingles. Shingles is a reactivation of the chickenpox virus. And when this reactivates and affects the forehead, then you can get scarring in the cornea from infections in the cornea. And essentially, we recommend patients over the age of 50 to be vaccinated. And when they're vaccinated, it greatly decreases the risk of shingles. But still, many people haven't been vaccinated, so they're at risk for having shingles in the eye. And interestingly, 15% of cases of shingles involve the forehead, and up to half of those patients get ocular involvement. So shingles is a very common problem, and in some cases can lead to blindness.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty serious, and it's very common. Maybe a third of all adults develop shingles in their lifetime.
This is Michael. I had shingles on my arm that lasted, well, the pimples were there for about a month, but the pain was lasting for about 3-4 months. It was horrible, and I can't even imagine in the eyes. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's terrible. there's been, I hate to say this, but people have committed suicide because of shingles. That's how bad the pain can be post-herpetic neuralgia.
Oh my God.
And it's a serious problem. And luckily, I think it was about a year ago, a new vaccine came out called Shingrix, which is an improvement on the previous vaccine. And I think it's about 90% effective. The original vaccine was somewhere between 50 and 70% effective. And now you can get it if you're 50 years and above. The only problem with that is we do see shingles in patients who are younger than 50, but insurance companies won't pay for it if you're younger. Hopefully that'll change at some point. And those patients with shingles, they get what's called neuropathy of the cornea. So it also damages the corneal nerves. And those patients are much harder to deal with and very difficult to heal some of those corneal ulcers. And they're very also more difficult to do corneal transplants on. So in my practice, over the last 18 or 19 years, I've probably had 4 or 5 patients that went blind from shingles. Mm-hmm. And we did everything possible, surgeries, I mean, just everything possible, and we still lost those eyes. So it's a very serious condition. And many other patients have been left with corneal scars from shingles. So the key is vaccination over the age of 50 to at least prevent getting it. The other rare causes of infections are fungal or amoeba. And in Florida, we do see a decent number of fungal infections in the cornea. And a typical scenario would be someone who is exposed to organic material, like a landscaper. Someone has trauma to the eye, and they're exposed to soil. And fungal infections are much harder to treat. And even rarely, amoeba infections can occur, especially in Florida with all the warm water. So, corneal scars can be treated with corneal transplants, so at least corneal problems are treatable. But depending on the infection and how bad the scarring is in the cornea, variable results with corneal transplantation.
And that's one of your specialties, corneal transplanting.
Yes. Yeah, I do corneal transplants, and there are some patients who have 90-95% success with transplantation. And there are patients like with shingles and certain scenarios where there may be a 50-50 chance that corneal transplant will help the patient. So it's highly variable depending on the cause of the infection. Most infections, though, we can treat with antivirals and antibiotics and limit the scarring. But if it's pretty severe, sometimes a contact lens helps, but some people need a corneal transplant.
That's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
That the vaccination you're talking about, isn't that a two-step vaccination?
Yes, that's correct. The Shingrix vaccine requires a booster of the same magnitude, and it has to be done within 6 months. And from what patients are telling me, typically, at least the patients I've talked to, they'll go to like Publix.
Right.
And they'll put their name on like a waiting
list.
Right,
there's a wait list.
They'll get called in, and then usually they'll have to go on the waiting list again for the booster.
Right.
And I guess it's supposed to be within six months. But it's definitely about 90% effective, so you have to go with the new vaccine, Shingrix. And like I said, everyone over 50 should get it unless there's a contraindication, the primary care doctor feels they shouldn't get it, but in general, all healthy people over 50 should definitely get it. There's no reason not to.
I recommend that highly. Patients. Everybody should get that.
I was just afraid of getting the side effects.
Well, I think it is a fairly painful injection from what I hear, but just like some other vaccines like tetanus, it does probably hurt a little, and some people I think even feel a little sick the day they get it. But shingles is such a terrible thing. Forget about just getting it in the eye, because it's 15% of all cases, but the people get it in their back. You can actually get it in your sacral area, in your genital area.
Oh my gosh.
It's a nightmare, and a certain percentage of people get the post-herpetic neuralgia and are left with chronic pain. And these patients are on pain medicines, which are basically epilepsy-type drugs like Lyrica and Neurontin. And these people can be left with chronic pain syndromes related to the shingles. So that's the biggest thing we see is shingles and probably contact lens and traumatic infections in the cornea that are more bacterial. And again, if we catch people early, if they're referred to us, and we treat them aggressively, most people can do pretty good. But herpes simplex can have recurrent infections, and herpes zoster or shingles can lead to permanent nerve damage. So even if you treat some of these patients, they can live with chronic corneal problems from the original infection.
Dr. Skoln, the sighted people that are listening to the show, what exactly are you, when you mentioned the contact, the abusive,
any contact
what are
lens,
they doing? What are they doing to cause the
here's the scenario. I'm a big proponent for daily contacts. I actually wear them myself. Daily disposable contacts, if you can be fit into them, you get a new contact lens every day.
Oh.
So you wear the contact lens, you throw it away.
Right.
Now, those are more expensive,
right?
But you're getting a new sterile lens every time you put it in.
Mm-hmm.
So the typical scenario I see is a patient who wears a two-week lens, which means they're supposed to take it out at night, put it into a multi-purpose cleaning solution.
Oh, and they don't do that, yeah.
Well, or they overwear them, mm-hmm. sleep in them. And what happens is they take the contact lens out. The classic story is, I woke up Saturday morning and my eye was kind of bothering me, and I put my contact lens in, and that was a mistake. Because what really happened was on Friday night when they took their lens out, they probably scratched their cornea.
Mm-hmm.
They put the lens back in the little case, which is like a breeding, activity for bacteria. And then they stick the contact lens in Saturday morning when there's a scratch on the eye. And all that does is trap the bacteria under the lens. And then, boom, Saturday night, they're in severe pain because they have an ulcer in the cornea. And that's pretty much the typical scenario. So I think daily contact lenses cut down infection by a lot. And then just judicious use of contacts, not overwearing them, trying not to sleep in them, even though some are approved to do so. But common sense is keep them really clean. And if you can afford it, go to the daily contacts.
Okay, so make a long story short, besides all this, you also do, Dr. Skolnick, you also do glaucoma, correct?
Routine exams.
I treat medical glaucoma, and a lot of these patients who have corneal problems can also have glaucoma, but especially shingles. Interestingly, patients who come in with shingles or herpes simplex, they tend to have high pressure in the eye, and that's one of the keys to diagnosis. Some of these viral infections, they come in with glaucoma at the same time.
Okay, if anybody has any questions for Dr. Skolnick, now's the time to call in, 407-894-1680. If you have any questions for Dr. Skolnick, 407-894-1680. Dr. Skolnick, so for the people that don't know, where's your practice at in Jupiter?
My practice is in a subsection called Abacoa, which is a technological center where you have Scripps Research, a lot of other industries, and it's just a couple miles north of Palm Beach Gardens, which is a little north of West Palm Beach. So we're in northern Palm Beach County, 15-20 minutes from Stuart, Florida, and again, 20 minutes north of West Palm Beach, and probably 45-50 minutes north of Boynton Beach in Boca Raton. So
if you want a good doctor, remember the name, Dr. Skolnick from Skolnick Eye Institute. That's the place to go.
Why don't you give your phone number, Dr. Skolnick, for everybody?
Sure. My office number is 561-296-2010. Again, 296-2010. And we're open normal, hours during the week. And we take care of general patients as well, but kind of more specialized in corneal problems and medical glaucoma, diabetes, and standard eye stuff. We also can give out glasses prescriptions and do the standard eye care.
And also, we heard that you don't make people wait long, and that is wonderful.
We try not to. most, to be very honest with you, most patients are typically out within an hour, and some patients plus or minus, because some people have to dilate and take a little longer.
Right.
And some people, they're just for pressure checks, so they may be there 30 or 40 minutes. But in general, I like a patient really not spending more than an hour in the doctor's office. I think that's pretty reasonable, unless they have extreme circumstances, need extra testing versus the average situation. And in general, most patients get out pretty quickly. And we also see emergencies, so sometimes that makes the schedule a little crazy, and all doctors have to deal with the same thing. But we're open to seeing emergencies, and other doctors refer us patients. So I think that's part of being a doctor as well, is that patients with corneal problems, they always start off with an emergency. Wow. All these patients with corneal infections, they don't make appointments 2 weeks in advance. They're always calling Monday morning with a they all went to the ER.
Of course.
So in general, I've built my practice over the last two decades on actually seeing a lot of patients that need to be seen urgently. And I think doctors need to do that. That's why we become doctors, to take care of patients.
And don't you want to move to Orlando so we can go to you? We want you here.
There's some good doctors up
but
there.
But not like you, Dr.
Not
Smallman.
Like you.
That's for sure.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you
once
so much.
Again.
And anything you get, he's on our website, folks. So if you missed what he said as far as his phone number address, go
to
our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Go to our website. Check it out. He's right there. And when you go to Dr. Skolnick and call up, don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Well, thanks for having me tonight, guys.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you again soon. Thank you, Dr.
Skolnick.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
And folks, those folks in Boca Raton, Boynton Beach, tell you something. He's the place to go, Dr. Skolnick. Might be a few minutes, but it's worth the trip. You want a break? Don't go away. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Does your organization struggle with making their website accessible? Monsito's all-in-one platform helps you address and fix issues like web accessibility, quality assurance, content policies, and more. Monsito's software streamlines ADA compliance. It will scan your domain to find any possible violations. In the dashboard, you will immediately get an overview of how your website is performing. Monsito uses machine learning and AI to prioritize issues, so you'll always know where to focus your efforts. Improve your website's accessibility, save yourself time, money, and potential headache. Optimize your website today. To find out more, visit Monsito.com, Monsido.com, or call 858-281-2185.
Why use MacuHealth for visual performance and macular degeneration?
The field of supplementation has been studied for 5 to 6 decades. Nature chose this system to protect the macula. So it provided a structure, 3 carotenoids, to produce the best antioxidant for the macula. So now the current understanding is you need to have something that replenishes macular pigment. And that means you have to have mesozeaxanthine, lutein, and zeaxanthine. That product only comes in one form, and it's called MacuHealth.
Visit us at MacuHealth.com.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. Hashtag BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts, and I got to drive one.
What?
Oh, and at the end of the week, there was, like, a talent show, and I got to do some impressions. Check it out. Who am I? Who am I? I'm not a crook.
Hashtag maybe just friends for now.
Hashtag camper for life. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is Michael. This is your host. And this is the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, 407-894-1680. We're going right to trivia. This is our last trivia of the night.
And then we'll talk to Sheila.
And then we're going to talk to Sheila Young.
Woohoo!
Here's the song. Who's singing it? It was a big song, number one song.
Girl's going to sing.
407-894-1680. Who's singing it?
Too big for his bed. Nothing seems to fit.
Oh, wrong verse.
Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. So I just did need some talking to the sun.
Ain't seen no sun
and
lately.
I 407, said I didn't like the way he got things done.
Those raindrops are really falling out there the now. Job. Yes, they are.
It's really coming down here.
I call them cats and dogs.
Head, a lot of poodles. Falling.
Right.
But there's one thing I know. The blues they sing.
Okay, who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Sheila Young?
Yes, sir.
Forever
young. Never get old, right?
I'll never get old.
Out of your
right.
mouth. Let's hear it from you.
Oh, where do I begin?
Where do you begin?
We had our state convention. I have not been here in forever, so a lot has gone on. Our Florida Council of the Blind State Convention went very well. We had a lot of really good workshops. Jack and Jill Fox were there to talk with us at our banquet. They're talking book narrators. It was wonderful.
Jack Absolutely. And Jill?
I was going to say the same thing. You took the words out of my mouth.
Yep.
Jack and Jill.
Yep. Jill Fox and Jack, her dad. So they are talking book narrators, and they were amazing. So, okay. Well, let's take him.
Okay, so you got somebody from Indiana calling in?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's hear it from him. Who is it?
It's Tom.
Tom from Indiana.
Oh, it's John.
Oh, John. John.
John Stroop.
John, how you doing, John?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
Michael, how are you doing?
All right, and yourself?
I'm doing pretty good up here right now. It's a little warm, but outside that's fine.
So you calling in for trivia, John?
Yep.
So who do you think singing?
B.J. Thomas.
100%
Yay.
Right.
Woo!
There you go. You got it. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. Enjoy the donuts.
All right, all right, all right.
Congratulations, John.
I love them donuts.
You love those donuts. Well, thank you, and keep on listening. Thanks for listening to the show. Appreciate it.
You got my address?
Well, you're going to give it off the air.
Chris will take
Don't hang
address.
Up. Chris? Take his name.
Yep,
and
I got it, and I got two more callers. I'm trying to get their information
okay,
as well.
Okay, well,
so
let's hear from them too.
Give me one moment.
Okay, we should play that song
so
one
back
time.
To Sheila.
Don't hang up.
Back to Sheila.
That was a big song. Don't hang up.
So anyway, so the state convention went well. The 26th of this month is my final day at work, so I will be retiring from Orange County Public Schools. And then I will be going to Rochester, New York to go to the American Council of the Blind National Convention.
We'll see you there.
You going?
I'm going.
Are you?
Yeah, we're going to have to party.
All right.
Oh, brother.
Look out, New York.
Oh, brother.
Are you American Council of Blind too?
No, but I do go. Oh. I will go this year.
She's a networker.
Awesome.
Yeah. Nice.
Well,
I have to
well,
get
now
your,
that I know that Sheila's going to be there.
I'll get your contact information.
There you go.
But so that's going to be really exciting. We're very excited that,
Oh, we'll talk to Mr. Nigel, of course.
Well, let's say hello to both of them real fast.
Hello, Nigel.
Hi, Nigel.
Good evening, Sheila. How are you?
I'm good, honey. How are you?
Great. I just want to thank you once again for your very kind shout-out the night after the convention. I was able to find it just fine on Mike's radio.
Good.
So that was great.
This is Nigel from West Palm Beach.
Boca Raton.
Boca Raton. Yeah. Nigel from Boca Raton.
Well, we're so glad you're listening.
And I just want to let you know, too, that I got my high-octane white cane coffee.
And how did you like it?
After every cup, I feel like going out on the road and swinging my white cane. I love it.
Great advertisement right there.
Wasn't it strong?
Do you add any cream or anything like that, or you drink it straight?
Sugar, just sugar.
My God.
You must be
sugar.
And some bulletproof brain octane oil. Yeah. So I really make it an intellectual explosion.
So you like it then, right? You like it.
Oh, also, Larry McDowell, speaking of the Braille Club and Wednesday mornings and so forth and intellectual stuff, Larry McDowell is using it as a fundraiser for the Braille Club.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Very nice.
So that's very good. Also, wanted to, I'm just curious about something. The version of Little Darlin' that y'all used as the cut to break.
Yep.
Now, that's not the original version by the Diamonds.
That's the original version of the Diamonds, yep.
It must be a remake because there are some differences between the original version and what you guys are playing.
As far as I know, we took it right from Little Darlin', the original version. We took it from the original record, so this, I don't know. That's the question.
I don't know. I kind of trust what Nigel's saying over there. What you're saying, Michael.
As far as I know, our engineer took it right from Little Darlin' into the song.
No. Our engineer is a Little Darlin'.
Well, it wasn't this engineer. It was another engineer.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. But thank you, Nigel.
Thank you for calling.
I will second Sheila's statement that indeed was a great convention, one of the best ever. And thank you, Sheila Young, for hosting a wonderful convention in Orlando.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Nigel. Nigel, next week I'm going to play the original version of Little Darlin'.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And you'll hear it. You let us know if you hear
the
same.
Yeah, listen next week.
Next week you'll hear the original version.
An oldies. Do a little oldies.
It's a Little Darlin'.
For Father's Day.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Take care, Nigel. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Who else on the line?
Okay. We got our good friend Kevin from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Kevin from Greensboro, North Carolina. How you doing, Kevin?
Oh, we can't hear him.
Can't hear you, Kevin.
You can't hear me.
There you are. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
Do you drink coffee, Kevin?
What's that?
Do you drink coffee?
Yeah, too much of it.
Well, you're gonna get yourself some white cane coffee yet?
No, not yet.
Don't forget to buy it.
So, do y'all have rain up there?
What's that?
Y'all having rain?
Yeah, we've been having rain off and on the last few days.
Yeah. Well,
although it's still nice here.
Oh. Well, yeah, it's not 90, right?
No.
I'm
so
jealous.
I heard you called in for trivia, but the trivia was somebody beat you to the punch.
No, I really wasn't calling for that.
Oh, okay.
Even though I knew it was.
Yeah, just calling to say hello, right? That's all. Well, that's nice.
Well,
that's what we're
calling
here
in.
For.
Thanks for being out there.
I don't think anyone else from Greensboro has called in yet.
Not tonight. Next week we'll have somebody from Greensboro. Yeah.
Well, keep on calling in. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Keep on listening.
We'll catch you next week.
Thank you, Kevin.
Take care.
All righty. Bye-bye. That's nice.
Sheila, back on.
Anyway, our own Dan Spoon from the Florida Council of the Blind and from the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind is running for the office of ACB president. So Florida will be in New York to support him and his candidacy. I'm going on a couple tours that I'm very excited about. And then...
Does he have other people running against him?
We don't know yet.
Oh.
What kind of tours, Sheila? You mean to campaign?
No.
Oh, just
no,
for vacation.
Tours. Yeah, tours. If I'm going, I'm going to do something fun.
Touristy tours. I thought maybe you were going on a campaign
no,
tour.
No. We're doing the Erie Canal dinner cruise Friday night. And then...
Up there, yeah. Rochester.
And then Susan B. Anthony tour. We're going on that. Wow. And then we're going to the George Eastman for Kodak Eastman. And we're going on that tour.
And they will have audio description, I assume.
Oh, they'll have guides and yes. Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that. So... And I did want to tell the listeners out there that Florida Council of the Blind, along with Access Ready, Pinellas Council of the Blind, a few other people have worked very hard over the last year, and we have an agreement for Spectrum customers that are blind and visually impaired. And if they want more information, if they are a current customer, they're entitled to a little bit of a compensation. And they can call the FCB office and they can get information on it, or they can email cablerebate2019@gmail.com or look up fcb.org and they can call me or they can call our office. And that's pretty much all I'm allowed to say. But Spectrum customers who are blind and visually impaired in Florida, we have reached a contract agreement with Spectrum. So, we've been busy.
No, that's it. I don't have anything. Oh, you can do
busy.
Shout-outs.
We're going to break.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. You're listening to Blind and Beyond. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Does your organization struggle with making their website accessible? Monsito's all-in-one platform helps you address and fix issues like web accessibility, quality assurance, content policies, and more. Monsito's software streamlines ADA compliance. It will scan your domain to find any possible violations. In the dashboard, you will immediately get an overview of how your website is performing. Monsito uses machine learning and AI to prioritize issues, so you'll always know where to focus your efforts. Improve your website's accessibility, save yourself time, money, and potential headache. Optimize your website today. To find out more, visit Monsito.com, M-O-N-S-I-D-O.com, or call 858-281-2185.
Why use Macu Health for visual performance and macular degeneration?
In 2016, it was shown by level one evidence, that's the most robust scientific evidence that exists, that if you supplement with a formulation that contains lutein, zeaxanthin, and, crucially, mesozeaxanthin, that formulation is commercially known as MacuHealth, that you will improve your vision even if you have normal, healthy eyes and even if you think you already have maximum and optimal vision. So in other words, this is a game changer. The use of MacuHealth to improve vision in normal healthy people is the most important advance in eye science since the invention of spectacles.
Visit us at MacuHealth.com.
Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at WhiteCaneCoffee.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Hope you liked the show tonight. Hope you did. We had some fun. Hope you did. Hope you enjoyed it. Lynn?
That's right. And
why don't you wrap it up?
Yeah, I'm failing here. We forgot to do the shout out. Sheila, you had a quick shout out and then I'll do
yes,
mine.
Michael Golder, happy early birthday Saturday.
Oh, thank you. It's next Saturday.
That's right. That's right. You'll be turning 22. It's about time.
Yeah, he's got kids older than him.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Next Saturday is my birthday.
Well, and Sunday's Father's Day.
21.
You call in and wish him belated happy birthday. So, and also I'd like to shout out to Mark at Greensboro, North Carolina, and Risha at New View in Oklahoma City. And just to remind everybody, we will be here next week, Father's Day, but Michael will be working. And we'll be here with Michael and Chris. And Chris will get you the corned beef sandwich. Don't worry.
Ooh.
All right.
Well, I'm coming in for that.
Right. And our guest callers will be Rick Janes. He's the Industries of the Blind Employee of the Year.
Wait. Say that name again.
No, Rick, not that one.
J-A-N-E-S.
Rick James.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I know what you meant.
Yeah.
Daryl Templeton will be calling in from Mega Voice and much, much more. And guys, great show.
Been fun.
Sharon and Sheila.
It's been real fun, Sharon.
Well, thanks for having me in the studio. I was here anyway, so woohoo!
There you go. Thanks, Chris.
Hey, thank you. And I want to make sure I see Rick James next week.
Anyway. By the way, if you get a chance, go to our website, Blind and, don't forget the A&D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Oh, by the way, if you have anything to say, you want to write to us, if you have something going on, if you have your PSAs, right, yeah, the else you want to talk about, write to us, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Let us know what's going on in your community. Look forward to next week. God bless you all. Stay well. Take care. Good night.
See you next week, everybody.
Bye.
Have a great night.